I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes. Yeah!
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
His name is Bill Lee, and he's not the crafty lefty from Red Sox lore or now with the Savannah Bananas, by the way. He is the president and CEO of the Lee Company, and he, you know, made a lot of news this week by saying he'll cover the health insurance premiums of his employees. And there's a couple different ways to look at it, and I was really interested in speaking with him. And we have a new phone system, so if I screw this up, Bill, call back, or Matt, help me out. But I think I got it. Bill, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm great. So, first of all, healthcare is, I have three kids and I pay a crap ton in premiums, and then there's deductibles, and I don't understand, try to live a healthy lifestyle. It's a very frustrating part of my, adult life. And so you go out and you make this decision and announce this week to cover the healthcare premiums of your employees. And the first question I have is this in response to this incredible labor shortage and the need to attract people, or is this something you just made a cost-benefit decision, as someone who runs a business?
Well, Brian, really, and thank you for having me on this morning. Really, this is a decision a very long time in coming. The company has always provided excellent medical health insurance to the employees, usually with a monthly premium for it. Over the years, the importance of the medical insurance has only grown as life has gotten more complicated and medical costs have escalated and technologies have driven that for good and for ill for the pocketbook, but good for our health. So every year we sit down with our medical insurance company that we work with, Anthem. This topic would come up that we've always covered the majority of the costs. And it's like, well, why don't we go the whole way and just cover all of it? And there are always reasons raised why, oh, you shouldn't because of this, you shouldn't because of that. But this year we finally decided to just bite the bullet and pay the whole thing. It is a fair amount of money, but we know the costs going in. We've been dealing with this. We've been providing medical insurance to employees for 70 years. We're a 75-year-old company, maybe 75 years, I guess. So we went in with our eyes wide open and really wanted to help the employees. They've got enough on their minds. They don't need, in our mind, to be worrying about the medical health insurance.
So, and we're talking with Bill Lee from the Lee Company. And obviously, you're a private company. You don't have to tell me anything about profitability and so on and so forth. But does this put a lot of pressure on your margins?
It's an increase in our overall cost per head of employee, if you will. Our benefits have always been a significant portion of the overall pay package that we provide to our employees. That obviously you have your wages, but there are other benefits that go with it. It increases that, but we believe that our employees, it's one less thing for them to worry about, and that they'll be better able to focus on their jobs without having to worry about that medical insurance. And that, we do things that work for both sides.
I don't want to turn this into an argument or a conversation about socialized medicine, but in general, the responsibility of the employee or the citizen and the responsibility of the company they work for, the responsibility of the government, do you think the way it's set up in this country, and it's so hard to change it, we were just talking education with Kate Diaz and talk about turning the Titanic, like making real change in healthcare is so difficult because there's so much money in it, there's so much company, corporate, public company lobby, that's just hard to do. But do you think the way it's set up is appropriate?
I'm not one to preach on how to set up the world. I will just say that I think that, each of us needs to do our part. And I am not in any way suggesting that every company in Connecticut should do what we're doing. We found a way to do it. But Connecticut's an expensive state, and medical health care is insurance. So in no way do I suggest that everyone should do this, or God forbid that the government should come in and tell us that everybody has to do this.
Well, it's funny because that was sort of my next question. Is this scalable? Do you think it's something that that other companies could do, especially on the private sector? I mean, on the publicly traded, it's a kind of a different animal. But, I mean, I just think it's honestly, it's such a wonderful thing for employees. And it is such a stress release. And it's almost like getting a raise. I mean, do you think it's scalable?
You know, it really depends on the particular company. We make, what the company does is we make small hydraulic components, and we make them smaller and higher quality than anybody else in the world, a very small niche that we're in. But the only way we can do this in Connecticut is to be providing incredible value to our customers. And so if you raise your expenses too high, you're going to be in trouble there. So, you know, we're very cautious about that. But we happen to be in a niche where we do well, and it works for us. But it doesn't work for everybody. You know, the local retail shop is not going to be able to do it. There's just no question about it. You're competing against the giant companies bringing stuff in from overseas and whatnot. You know, that's a struggle to just keep the doors open. So every business is different, and right. I think that's really important that every business be treated differently and allowed to work differently.
You know, just tell us a little bit more about the company and everything from aerospace to, you know, to scientific instruments. You know, just give us a little more insight into the type of things that you guys do, but also like how is business for you guys? I mean, the industries you're in are really pretty high growth businesses right now, it seems.
Well, we're in a lot of different industries. Aerospace is roughly half of what we do. We're in every single commercial airliner that you have ever flown in. You would never know it, but there are literally thousands of our parts on every aircraft that you've probably flown in. We're in medical devices for doing particularly blood testing and other analytical testing. And again, you would never know when you go into the local lab and you give them the blood sample that that's going through our parts. We're in automobiles, a very high percentage of automobiles with anti-lock braking, the start-stop systems in your car.
That's cool.
You know, we are all over the place, and the commonality is we do things smaller and we provide more value to our customers than our competition. Total installed value is what we're all about.
Well, Bill, congratulations. I think and I hope it attracts the right employee for you guys and your employees are happy. I mean, I just think that it's an amazing thing to be able to do for your workers, and we appreciate the time.
Well, thank you. The employees really did appreciate it. We had our all-company meeting a week or so ago, and it was a proud day for everybody, the employees and the management and the family.
All right, Bill, have a great day. Appreciate it.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes.
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
What's up, everybody? Guess who's coming to your screens every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday? No Mercy with yours truly, Stephen A. Smith, is now available on YouTube. For the first time in my career, I've got complete freedom to say my piece on everything beyond the world of sports, unfiltered, and now in video. Join me every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least for my take on the biggest headlines and conversations with the biggest names in entertainment. Subscribe now so you don't miss an episode. No Mercy with Stephen A. Smith, a presentation of Cadence 13 and Odyssey Studio. Full episodes available now on YouTube.